Hello, and welcome to Change From Within. I'm your host, Mary Clavier. This podcast is here to help you uncover your unique path to living your most aligned life. First, let me start by saying Happy New Year. I hope you had a great end of the year, holiday season, wherever you are and however you're celebrating. And welcome to 2024. I'm really excited for the new year. I'm excited to be with you here. I'm excited for what's to come with this podcast. So many things, all the things. And I thought we'd kick off this episode and this new year with a bit of a different twist. Instead of talking about goals, which I do love goals, and you can go back and listen. I'm pretty sure it's episode 3 is about goal setting. So you can go take a look at that. Oh my gosh. And how could I forget? We have some celebrations today. I have some celebrations to share with you that I hope you will celebrate with me. Because one, this is the 50th episode. So that feels like a really cool milestone for this podcast that I'm really happy about. And also that it's been pretty much a year since this podcast launched. So I'm really excited about that. I feel so happy and so grateful to be here with you. I'm so incredibly grateful that you are here and listening and feel like there's something here for you, some kind of information or tips or nuggets that help you wherever you are in your journey. And that's really what this is all about to begin with. So thank you so much for being here. Okay, to move on into the topic for today. So goal setting I covered in episode 3. And for the start of this new year, I'm in a pretty different place with how I'm looking at goals and how I'm approaching the new year. Now, see what you think. You can decide to try it on or not. You might say, okay, this is not for me right now, and you'll go listen to the goals episode. But what I want to talk about today is around intentions. And actually, I kind of feel like this comes before setting the goals in a way, because it's really about what your intentions are and how you want to show up. So maybe I take that back. Don't go to episode 3 first. Stay right here and listen to this, and then perhaps go to episode 3. But anyway, I digress. So yeah, for today, I wanted to talk about intentions and how you're setting up the new year. I had a meeting, I guess, a ceremony in a way with a few friends of mine where we did an intention setting ceremony at the end of the year. And we each took a turn to talk about what we wanted for the new year and for our new goals and everything. And I really hadn't been sure what I was going to share, what I was going to talk about. I hadn't had time to really prepare in advance. And I ended up talking more about how I want to feel this year, how I want to show up, and how I want to move through and create in my life. And that's what I wanted to share with you today as a way that you can be looking at the new year for yourself and really look at how do you want to show up? How do you want to be living every day? And how do you want to flow and create throughout the whole year? And that could be for your work. It could be in your family life. It could be for you personally and your personal development. I personally think it fits all of those categories. And it's really about you and what you want. And I find that a lot of the times we go through and we set goals in the new year. It's a very, what's the word? It's a very, you know, structured thing to do. And trust me, I'm someone that loves structure. So I can say it's a very structured thing to do. But what I recognize and realize throughout the years of running my own business and even from past, you know, when you look at setting goals in the corporate environment and everything, but really there's this whole other piece about how do you want to be, how do you want to show up, and how do you want to move through the world? And it might seem like a big, fluffy sort of question or topic, but I'd actually argue that it's not. It's pretty grounded, in my opinion. Because when you look at things even like habits, right? And everyone wants to set up new habits in the new year. Gym memberships go up. Everyone's reinvigorated to pay attention to their financials and all of these types of things that they want to start the new year off on a right foot. And then eventually over time, our habits fade, so on and so forth. And I'm finding and feeling that you have a better chance at a better outcome if you're also considering how you want to be, if you're also considering what you really want, and not just I'm going to do XYZ, but this is how I want to live. So in my case, I'll just give you an example. In my case, if I want to be living a healthier lifestyle and I say, I want to have a stronger mind-body connection, I want to feel really grounded in my being. I don't want to be creating goals or doing work that comes from a reactive place or like more of a feeling like I have to push things through, right? I want to really feel grounded and listen and create. This is maybe it's a big thing for me to be sharing as the example, but basically that's how I want to move through the world. And that's part of my intention for this year. Okay. So part of that for me means taking care of my body and incorporating things. I've been doing some new body exercises the last few months around body tapping and also with continuing meditation and some other activities that are all part of helping me stay grounded and open and clear, right? And really in my own self, listening to myself instead of all the noise that's always around. So that's part of what I need to do in order to be showing up with this intention that is moving through life or moving through the year with flow, being able to create in a different way. Part of how I get there is through some of these habits, one of these habits being taking care of my body, whether that's walks, whether that's other types of exercise or yoga or body tapping, whatever it may be, that's part of what's going to help me. So you do actually get to the goals too, right? You have to put goals around what you want to do and what you want to achieve. But I suppose the part that I'm explaining here in this week's episode is really around first looking at your intention. What is the intention you have around this year? And you might pick a word of the year. A lot of people like to do that. I've done that in the past. I haven't picked one this year, but actually I think I just picked it. So I'll share it in a minute. But basically you have your intention of directionally where you want to go. And then you can fill in the blanks by getting to the goals and seeing what those other practical pieces are underneath that will get you there, some of those habits and other things. For habits, I really love the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. You may have heard me speak about it before. So if you're looking for something for the new year to get you going, that could be good. And yeah, so that's the focus that I want to bring to you today. That's the thing that I'd love for you to think about, noodle on, however you see fit. And really just try it on and see, okay, what's my intention going into 2024? How would I like to show up so that then I can see, you know, what I want to do with that? And it might take a minute. It's not something to rush through. It's not something to kind of just say, okay, I checked the box and this is it. Really pause and feel into it and think about how you want to feel, how you want to go through your days. Because, you know, I'm sure if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you've heard me say before, it's all in the small things. It's how we show up every day. It's how we get up in the morning and go about our day that makes the impact for our life. Yes, we look back on some of these major things that may have been a turning point or a pivot in some way. But it's really about what are you doing in the day to day? And okay, if you get tripped up and you miss a day, you want to work out every day and you miss a day, that's fine. Pick back up and do it again the next day. Or how can you do just even 1 minute that day? Or, you know, whatever it looks like for you. But just knowing and understanding that it's in the small moments. It's how we choose to move through the day. Do we take a pause? Do we pause before we start speaking? Do we take breaks during the day? So all of these things you can be asking yourself too and just kind of check. Do you do these things? Do you take pauses? Do you take mini breaks in the day? Maybe you need to stand up and go take a walk. Do you listen to your body? Do you listen to your kids and pause before responding? That's something I'm going to keep working on in the new year. But I think you get the point by now, is that it's really about how do you want to show up and what does that look like for you? And just a reminder that you can do this in small ways. It's small ways and big ways. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that it's actually the small things that add up to big things. It's not necessarily one big thing. You don't have to say, I need to work out for an hour every day. You know what? Can you work out for 15 minutes? And that still counts, you know? So that's one aspect of it in terms of understanding and recognizing the small changes and how they make a big impact. And then the other thing that I just want to mention to you too around all of this and around intentions is understanding that there really are limitless possibilities. So as you're thinking about how you want to walk through your day, as you're thinking about what you want to achieve or what you want to experience, also understand and keep in mind that there are limitless possibilities. So you may not know how something is going to go. You might not be able to see exactly what it looks like, but it doesn't mean that it's not possible. So please hold those in your heart. Basically, dream big, right? Dream big, because you don't know what can happen. And every moment is a new choice. Every moment you have a new choice of how things can go. So keep that all in mind as well. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope you're excited about the new year and really giving yourself the time and space to check in on this, see how you feel, take a look at what you really want, take the time to dream. And even if you're not listening to this at the start of the new year, maybe your new year was hectic, or maybe you're just finding this podcast later in the year, who knows? But even if you're not at the new year, like I mentioned about choice, every moment has a choice. You happened upon this podcast for a reason. Who knows what reason? Doesn't matter. It's okay. But really, you can check in with yourself at any time. How are you showing up in the world? How are you moving through your day? How are you navigating difficult situations? Are you pleased with the way that you're showing up? And taking a look, and really this also has to incorporate a lot of self-awareness, right? Because you need to know and need to pay attention to what's going on with you and be very honest about it so that you can see how you might want to change it or how you might want to shift it in the future. So there's a lot in all of this. I'd encourage you to think about it, jot down some notes or however you process best, but definitely give it time and space and sit with it and feel into what you want to do and how you want to show up. And before I close out, I will also share my word, because it came to me while I was saying all of this before that really my word of the year for 2024 is intention. Dun, dun, dun. It might sound silly because I'm talking about setting intentions, but I really want to move through my days with intention. And the more we can stay grounded and be in our own being, the more I can be aware of what's happening and the more I can follow through on taking the actions the way I want to take actions, which is with intention, right? So the more grounded that I am, the more deep listening that I can do, the more I can find ways to co-create, the more I'm reminded of sitting with possibilities and being open to possibilities. So all of that together is part of it. And that's why I'm choosing the word intention, because then if I remember that word, and I'll stick it up somewhere in my office, that as I remember that word, it will remind me to come back to center. And as I do that, I can continue to find my grounded space to work through my goals and move through life. So Okay. Mine's kind of, yeah, it feels like a really big one for me this year. Yours can be around whatever you want it to be, but I feel like I've had a few pretty big shifts more recently that are putting me with this new perspective of, okay, hold on. I want to create in a different way. I want to work from a different flow state. It's all coming together in a new way for me. And I was very much someone that used to push through everything, make the goals, and even from corporate, even into running my own business, it was all about, these are all the goals and this is how I'm going to tackle it. And I'm really, after a few years of doing, I guess you could say, personal development type of work, it's coming to a new direction for me that is a different way of operating. So yay, it feels really good. I'm really excited about it. If it doesn't make sense all that much, that's okay. It's okay. Do your intention setting, do your goals, however feels best to you. This is just part of my path, and maybe one day it will be interesting for you, or you'll find yourself in a similar kind of spot. But this is also really helping me with curbing the doubt and reducing all of the wheel spinning in my mind. The more centered and grounded I am, the less I do that. So all of it works together, and it's just a practice of mine that's evolving. So anyway, that's what I've got today about intention setting. If you are interested or curious about different things, you want to learn more, or you want to talk through any type of transition or change that you're going through right now, I have a link in the show notes. You can click and we can book a time to chat and just see how things are going for you and see if there's a way I might be able to help you on your journey. You can also visit maryclavier.com, but I'll put the links in the show notes. I feel that's always an easier way to go. I'm wishing you so much joy for this new year. I hope it's off to a great start, and wherever you are and whatever you're going through, know that if it's something that you're not so happy with, it will pass. If you are happy with it, it will also pass. So we take the moments with gratitude, right? So anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for celebrating with me. Thank you for being here 1 year later. I'm so excited for where this podcast is going, and it couldn't be going that way without you listening. So I really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.